Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota.
Good morning and Happy New Year. We're here today to discuss the court's decision that was issued late yesterday regarding the use of unallotment earlier this year in the legislative process. I want to just start by asking everybody to remember how we got into this situation. The unallotment statute is on the books and has been on the books for a long time because the state has an obligation and a responsibility and a need to have a balanced budget and to keep control of spending, particularly in times of crisis. We're also here in this situation and got to this point because of the Democrats' insistence, continual insistence, on raising taxes and engaging in demands for increased government spending. And so I had to make tough decisions in tough times to balance the budget on my own after they presented those bills, which they knew in large part were unacceptable. So I'm going to continue to fight against increased taxes. I'm going to continue to fight against increased government spending. And I'm going to hold the state government accountable to live within its means, just like hardworking taxpayers and hardworking Minnesota families are doing all across this great state. I think hardworking Minnesota taxpayers have had enough of the Democrats' demands for more taxes and more spending. It has to be reined in. That's what we are trying to do with the unallotment process and with our other legislative proposals and activities, and that effort will continue. As to the judge's decision, I've directed my general counsel to work with the Attorney General's office to take an appeal of that decision as quickly as possible. That decision and previous court decisions have confirmed that the unallotment statute in Minnesota is constitutional, and we simply disagree with this judge's interpretation of the statute. At worst, the statute is unclear in a few respects, and the judge could have avoided weighing into this situation by indicating that the statute is unclear and directing or suggesting the legislature and the governor clarify the statute. Instead, she has now inserted herself, the judge has inserted herself into a political dispute. And, of course, one of the long-term dangers of that type of action is to have future state budget debates and discussions be run out of a courtroom instead of out of the legislative process. So that degree of involvement by the court is concerning, to say the least. But in addition, we believe that the judge misapplied and misinterpreted the statute in significant ways. And so that will form the basis for our appeal, and that appeal will be underway shortly. The judge made a number of observations in her decision, one of which is the unallotment statute and use of the unallotment power is to be reserved for times of financial crisis. Well, we have one of a historic magnitude. The state and the nation are facing the worst economic circumstances since World War II, and if we can't use unallotment now, then I don't know how and when we could. And I believe she misinterpreted and misapplied the statute in, as I said, significant and various ways, and that appeal will be forthcoming next week. In the meantime, we'll also be taking a number of other steps, including working with legislators to try to get this resolved regardless of the future direction and outcome of additional court proceedings. If you look at the unallotment plan that we put into place for fiscal years 2010 and 2011, much of the unallotments do not take effect until fiscal year 2011. So at least for that portion of the unallotments, there would be time for the legislature to engage with our administration and find solutions in the upcoming legislative session without having those unallotments impact the current state financial picture. But there are some of them that relate to fiscal year 2010. In fiscal year 2010, there was about $1.3 billion of impact in total for the unallotments in the current fiscal year. The lion's share of that, about $1.1 billion of it, is in the form of school payment deferrals. Now, on that point, the other parts of it, by the way, the smaller parts of it, is about $100 million or so in local government aid payments and also about $100 million in what I'd call miscellaneous health and human service payments, some of which are involve counties, but the vast majority of it is in the form of the school payment deferral. On that point, that is something that the DFL legislature and Republican legislators, many of them, as well as our administration, agreed upon. That in fact, that was in one or more of the Democrats' proposals this past legislative session. So they signaled both informally and formally that they support that as part of a budget solution. So today by letter and next week by meeting, we'll be inviting the legislative leaders to at least take the step to address and stabilize the outlook for this fiscal year by adopting or ratifying the school payment deferral that was in the unallotment proposal and which was also contained in the Democrats' legislative proposals that they previously agreed to. There will be other issues that will have to be addressed beyond that, but that one step would address the situation substantially, almost entirely, for fiscal year 2010. So we will be suggesting that to legislative leaders. If they're willing to do that and the court is willing to allow some time, they could simply do that when they come in early February. If that's not possible, we'll consider other schedules and alternatives. But that would be the heart of how we would propose with the legislative leaders to address the situation as it relates to fiscal year 2010. And again, changes for fiscal year 11, which don't start until next summer, could be handled during the upcoming legislative session. If that is unacceptable to the DFL legislative leaders, and certainly they may have other ideas or suggestions as well, but if that's unacceptable to them, then of course we'll have to consider other options. But we'll first turn to them to see if they're willing to agree with us on that substantial piece of this, which I hope that they will, based on their previous support and indication that that is acceptable to them. So with that, I'll be happy to take your questions.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor.